the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. I'm Rick. That was Larry Campbell and Teresa Williams from the brand new album All This Time, which dropped on Friday. And sitting right next to me are my good friends, Larry Campbell and Teresa Williams. Good morning, friends.
Rick, how do you do?
Good morning. Playing some slamming stuff this morning, Rick.
Well, I played you guys.
Perked me up before that.
Oh, okay. I figured Sister Rosetta Tharpe
yeah,
is...
Yeah, come on. How are you going to beat that?
Yeah.
Can't go wrong.
And, well, it's a pleasure to have both of you here in the studio. Congratulations on the fantastic new album, All This Time. It's great. How long did it take you to make it?
Well, probably time-wise, a total of maybe 2 to 3 weeks, but that was spread out over a few months, wasn't it? Or even more than that, like half a year maybe, since we first went in to Justin's studio
just timing,
started doing
time,
rhythm
you know,
tracks.
How that
so
is.
To me, the album has a homegrown feel, a Hudson Valley feel
like
to
it.
And I do know that it was recorded up the road here in Milan.
That's
which
right.
is very cool. So, you know, the organicness of the music and the recording of it is all right here from the Hudson Valley.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
And
Justin
we love that. Yeah. Justin Gwip is the drummer on the project. He also played with Hatuna and he also played with Levon and you guys at the Midnight Rambles. And he would do it all. He would mix and play. It was amazing at times. I didn't know how he did it. Long plastic arms.
Right. How does he do it? And he'll have a good chicken and rice thing going on down the house. Y'all take 5 minutes. I got to run check the chicken.
Well, nothing's better than that. And to feel comfortable recording must, you know, be priceless for both of you.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh,
yeah.
It was like that at Levon's, too. It's just very, just no pressure because he owned the studio, you know. Yeah. No pressure, yeah.
Mm. And Justin's family is our family, you know. And Brandon Morrison is
Hudson
part
Valley's
of that,
own.
You know? Yeah, mm. right.
The great Brandon Morrison.
Yeah. And you know, this is probably, as engineer and producer, Justin and I have probably done well over 20 records together, you know, and that's it's intuitive at this point, you know. We just know what we're doing. We go in and do it.
And he knows your tone, your style, what
right.
you're gonna, you know, bring to the table before you lay down what is needed in the song, and that's priceless also.
Yeah, it is. It really is.
So the songs that you wrote for All This Time, to me, in my humble opinion, have a really comfortable feel, like you two are both comfortable with each other musically. And I really enjoy the formula on a lot of the songs, which, you know, sometimes in the past, there'd be songs and it'd be like, oh, this is a Larry song, and he'd sing it all the way through, or, oh, this is a Teresa song, and she sang it all the way through. On this album, you mixed it up a little. You blended things a lot more, and well, in my ears, it sounds great. Did you consciously decide that, or did it just happen?
First of all, it's not a formula, for sure. It's just like, it's just what this particular song needs in this moment. Yeah, believe me, we're not that smart to have a formula.
And honestly, Rick, that nothing about this record was really consciously done.
We are flying by the seat of our
exactly.
pants.
Everything
man.
was. I mean, even the subject matter in the songs and whatever thread there may be through all that came out subconsciously. Huh. You know?
But I'll say I was kind of watching this stuff like, you know, I want to show you this new song. I want to show you the song I've written. You just, you know, listen to this and let me know what you think. And as I was, these were like coming out of him. I could see, to me, it was coming out of that pandemic, him being sick, first of all, being really sick, and coming out of that, and it felt like, whether he was conscious of it or not, and that's what it was coming from, and then that place he was in, and then when we were trying to figure out the title for the record, bounced a few things around, and All This Time finally landed with everybody, and then this randomness of the record suddenly showed that our subconsciouses were kind of come to this place of like relationships. It's like the whole thing is
human
like,
connection. Yeah. And I didn't set out to write about human connection at all. It's just, this is, although I know when I was laid up for 6 weeks with this monster, you know, that's something I really missed and felt a deep hole with, because I was alone in this house. Teresa was on the phone at our apartment in the city every day.
They had quarantined me.
Yeah. And if anything came out of that experience, it was this desire to regain human connection, you know.
And I think that is still struggling to be brought back after the pandemic.
Yeah, I think so. Oddly, you'd think we would just kind of
No, I think you're right, Rick. It destroyed a lot of social connections.
And we have friends whose kids were the high school developmental stage and are now really struggling because they missed those years of that very important life development.
Yeah. You know, 2+ years of, I'm sorry, I can't hug you.
Mm.
It's the worst. You know, that connection, just even alone of greeting people and saying hello and embracing them, you couldn't do. It's like, no, I'm not even going to touch your hand. Let's elbow bump, and then I'm going to wash my hands.
Right.
Because I touched your elbow. But
on the other hand, I had to like look up at the sky a few times. I'm being a little silly here, but go, am I living in a parallel universe to everybody else? Is this happening to everybody else? Because it let me be off the road. It pushed us off, everybody off the road. But that was the time when my dad was having the... He was going into a phase of Alzheimer's that we had to have more help. Mm. And I would have had to just quit the road to do it. And I would have. But it allowed me, once we got Larry healthy, I drove down. And I've been down there mostly since the start of the pandemic. And he passed during all that from Alzheimer's. And then my mother is newly widowed. So that's a whole thing. So Larry's been really helpful, kind of going back and forth and letting me be down there as much as... But that's a real part of... being a musician, too. People have kids. They have aging parents. So the pandemic let me be home and be with them. Mercifully, we were able to keep him home. And that was just a great
So help. Let's go back to the title of the record, All This Time. Now, I could take it and come up with my own meaning of that. How does it work for you?
Well, I pleaded for naming it The Beauty of Time. It was a book I'd seen when we were in Italy. But Larry's like, we stuck with All This Time. But that, the beauty of time of a long-term relationship, the warts, the thin, thick, thin, good, bad, beginning, middle, end.
That pretty well sums it up from our end. But I like the idea that you've got your own concept of.
Let's hear it.
And that we would hope that everyone should have their own concept. You know, look at the artwork, listen to the songs, look at the title, and form your own picture with all that. You know?
Well, with that in mind, did you decide consciously to split yourselves on the album cover?
That was a kind of fortuitous. A lot of things just came together, and we were like, wow, look at this. I grew up with we didn't have many albums in the house at all, like, I don't know, five. Wow. And one of them was a Glen Campbell and Bobby Gentry record.
Huh.
And Johnny Horton's Greatest Hits. Wow. I know those songs almost word for word from, a Bobby Gentry and Glen Campbell record, oddly. And that record cover had them split. And I said, well, we were just trying to think of ideas for that. And we weren't really going to use that. But then we didn't get any good pictures of us together. So our manager was like, oh, remember that idea about Bobby Gentry and Glen Campbell record? And he said, those pictures are not made in the same place. They're separate. So that's what we did.
It's kind of interesting because then again, as we talked about the album, the subject matter that lies within the album, that the front cover, you're not like together or embracing or sitting in one space together.
But I end up liking that, Rick, because that's part of the whole thing. We are separate individuals coming to the relationship And then, for example, we create this record together. That's like this thing that didn't, like some people have children, we have records, you know, it's a thing that didn't exist before the two people came together. And yet you're still trying to be individuals within the marriage.
Mm.
Okay. This is too early for this kind of conversation.
Well, yeah. Anyway, that was well said.
Yeah. Very
and
good.
I think that's a very excellent interpretation of the album cover as well. And it gives a little bit of insight. When you look at the album cover now, folks, you'll understand what's happening. And, well, the music, besides the album cover, is really fantastic. And there is familiarity of you playing music together for so long. And it culminates with, as you mentioned, the knot formula and just how things came together, because there are a bunch of songs, Teresa, that you come in vocally and it just sounds so beautiful. Your voice sounds so great. And then Larry comes in and lays down a harmony, which is very intuitive in my ears. It just sounds like family. You know?
I like it. Yeah, and then we throw Brandon Morrison in the mix, and then we got something.
And Brandon is a warm cat. He plays a mean bass, and he can sing.
Oh, so yeah, he can sing, yeah.
He fills in those little notes between the two of you.
Something about our, I don't know, timbres, tones, whatever, really meshed well with Brandon. It's
a
fact.
Sometimes the harmonies, it's when the three of you are singing, you don't really know whose notes are which is really cool. Yeah. It's more that Brandon blends again with the two of you, and that sounds awesome. And Justin playing the drums, can't beat it. So you got a gig at the Falcon. This is happening on Thursday. Is this the kickoff of a tour?
It actually is.
It is
our let's call it our public rehearsal for the tour.
And we love it there, you know, because you're comfortable enough there that you can call it. I mean, we just love it there. We miss.
Yeah, we really miss Tony, you know. But Lee is carrying it on and
doing
a great job.
Yeah. And
what a talented cat he is, too, you know.
And the sound people there do an amazing job. Yeah. It's a great venue. The sight lines are great. Food's great.
They love music. They treat musicians great. It's a happy thing all the way around.
And everyone's on Larry and Teresa's guest list, so you're all invited to come.
Yeah, sure.
But you just have to leave and empty out all your pockets into a little box.
That's it.
Which is kind of cool. So, you know, everyone's invited. So get there and pack the place, folks. And it's a unique club because they don't charge admission, and they ask you to donate on the way out. And your donation supports living artists. So donate big, have a good time. And even if you have a low budget, but you want to come out and support some great live music, you can. Drop a fiver in there. Somebody else will cover that by giving more, you know. And, well, do the best you can and come out. Thursday night, 7 o'clock show.
Is that right?
I don't know. You'll have to look it up.
Is anyone opening?
No.
No, I think it's just like it's Larry
evening,
and Teresa all
an
night
evening
long.
With Larry and Teresa.
Yes.
Well, that's cool. And Justin and Brandon are playing. It's
absolutely
the full band.
Yeah.
So this is really a wonderful opportunity to see the band in an intimate setting at the Falcon in Marlboro. So don't miss out. You want to give them a little taste of something they can enjoy? Larry is sitting with a guitar, and Teresa is, I think, ready to sing.
Sure, we'll do.
It's a little early, but yeah, let's do it. Let's see what happens.
This is this tune's called. It's called A Little Better, and well, that's what it's called. And here it goes. I was home alone back in 63. Well, me and an old black and white TV, a scared little kid feeling under the weather, scared 'cause they whispered I might not get bitter. On the tube come a friendly, familiar pair, trying to haul a piano up a long flight of stairs. The trouble it gave them made me fret for a while. But when it played the Arkansas Traveler, I remembered how to smile. It might not cure what ails you, won't change your circumstance, but you'll feel a little better when Stan and Ollie dance. I guess the good Lord healed me, 'cause I grew up strong. Fell in love with a beautiful girl before long. Years of happiness like a solid brick wall, till the lies grew like ivy and I watched it fall. Now a broken heart is a constant thief. It'll steal any chance to find relief. But my two old friends took a little pain away when they joined the Foreign Legion and the band began to play. It might not cure what ails you, won't fix a bad romance, but you'll feel a little better when Stan and Ollie dance. Bad times come, bad times will go, and when you're down in your troubles, time's moving slow. Take the simple joys and string them all together. You might fool time and feel a little better. Now the folks don't trust them when they come around to Eastern strangers in a western town, but they go about their business not afraid to take a chance. And when the cowboys get to singing, Stan and Ollie dance. It might not cure what ails you, won't change your circumstance, but you'll feel a little better when Stan and Ollie dance. Yeah, you'll feel a little better when Stan.
Beautiful. A little better. Larry Campbell and Teresa Williams. That is a cut you can hear on the new album All This Time. And have you guys seen on YouTube Stan and Ollie dancing to Santana? Have you seen that?
No, you know, I'm going to look that
Oh, my God. It is the coolest thing. And I thought maybe you were hip to that because your lives will be different.
I'm telling
they
you,
they dance to, I'm going to put it on as soon as we're done talking. They dance to Uye Komova. It is unbelievable.
I can't wait. It's just, so you cool. know, that's the story. And this is semi-autobiographical, this song. I mean, I was a kid. I wasn't sick, but my brother was really sick. He was a year and a half older than me. I was really young, and I didn't really know what was going on, but the vibe in the house was pretty scary, you know, because this was going on a long time. And I remember just feeling this anxiety, you know, and this was, you know, we had this black and white TV. Laurel and Hardy were on, the pushing this piano up the stairs and going, you know, and I'm like, oh, God, what's going on here, you know, and then at the piano, it's a player piano, it starts playing the Arkansas Traveler, and they just go into this silly dance, and it just lifted me up, you know. I vividly remember this as a kid, and every time you see them doing that in these, yeah. In their movies, you know, it's such joyous abandon, you know,
I read yesterday too. Yesterday, John Prine passed away.
Yeah,
and at the end of his shows, he would end with Lake Marie, and the band would keep playing, and he would dance no one's watching.
That's right. Yeah, we did a few shows with him, and then we watched him do that.
That experience.
Mm. And I have to say too, when I was hit with COVID, it was within that first week that John and his wife Fiona were the first people I heard from wishing me well.
No kidding.
Yeah. And then.
She's great too. That's another force of nature right there. Fiona.
2 weeks later, I hear he's got it. And 2 weeks after that, he was gone. It was so. And I was still in the middle of my delirium when I heard about this, you know, and it knocked me down even further, you know.
And for us here, Larry, I mean, we were rallying for you and your health.
Yeah,
we also were so pissed off that COVID took our Prime.
Oh, man.
And all we can do is wish that doesn't affect anyone else like it did to John.
Yeah.
So I'm so grateful that you're here in the studio today and you completed all this time, the album, and all this time that you spent together. And all the time that you've been out on the road, Larry, and playing with some rock and roll stars and everything you've done, Tracy Chapman, all that stuff, to being right here with me today, I'm honored. Thank you. And thank you, Teresa,
for
everything you do.
And thanks to the community, the music community and our neighbors community for bringing soup and keeping Larry fed while he was going through that. They'd leave soup at the doorstep.
Yeah. I think I spoke to you and you were upset because you couldn't go up there. And you were telling me that neighbors were dropping soup off in front of the house. And Larry was going out and getting it and being like, this is saving me. Thank you.
Yeah. That kept me going.
Well, you know, I'm glad that's behind us. Now we could look forward to the future. Larry, congratulations on that amazing, beautiful fiddle playing with Tracy Chapman, with Luke Combs.
Hey, our wedding ring got a close-up.
Yeah. All right.
That's right.
That's great because, you know, I watched it and I didn't know it was you until the next day.
Yeah.
You know, it's like there's a shadow over there on the left-hand side of the stage that I'm looking at. And, well, that was Larry. And your notes were just beautiful.
Yeah,
and what I love about that, I felt it was special while I was watching it, and not because Larry was in it, but she just stood there in a pair of jeans with a guitar and a great band, granted, but just her and the guitar, and Luke Combs was great to have done it and all the whole thing, but just a good song won out. As everybody said, it was their favorite part of the night. Mm. Just a good song and a guitar and a pair of jeans.
And that's it. Great lyrics. Great band.
And, you know, I got to say, I mean, I've loved Tracy since I've known her, you know. But I didn't know about Luke Combs. I knew his name, you know. But I'm not really connected to the modern country thing, you know. And this guy is as authentic as it gets, man. He's the real thing. And I was so glad to meet him and hear him sing and just hear where he's coming from. And his soul is right there, just as much as hers is, you know.
Well, that's a wonderful thing to hear, Larry. And I know, like, sometimes controversy kicks up. And, you know, I just bat that down because we don't need that.
No.
Just the fact that Tracy and Luke sang the song together at the Grammy Awards, that says enough right there.
Exactly.
You don't have to go too deep on that.
Right.
But people do. And for whatever reason, they choose to. But thank you for your contribution to that magical moment at the Grammys. And you're right, Teresa, that was a very special moment. And, yep, a good song won.
Yes, sir.
So keep up the good songs. Folks, I encourage you to pick up All This Time. It's a great album filled with great songs. And my pick, Rick's pick, is All This Time. And I'm going to break that one out and play it tomorrow on the air. And some other cuts. There's some really great music on it. Get All This Time. And don't miss Larry and Teresa live at the Falcon in Marlboro on Route 9W to Thursday night. It's a 7 o'clock show, so don't miss out, with the full band, which includes Brandon and Justin. So thanks a lot for being here, and, well, knock them dead, guys.
We will, Rick, and we got to mention.
If you can't get to the Falcon.
Yeah, if you can't get to the Falcon.
You'll get another chance later in the year.
July 20th, we are hosting the
July Jam
at Arrowwood Farms.
Nice. Now, this is July 20th. Larry and Teresa are headlining the event. Who else is joining you?
Well, first of all, we got Connor Kennedy and his band
with Brandon.
One star.
Yeah, cool. And then we got the Secret Sisters. Wow.
Ooh.
Yeah,
and Laura and Lydia Rogers,
lovely
who
singers.
I had the distinct honor of playing, whose record I had the distinct honor of playing on down in Muscle Shoals. Recently.
Oh, cool.
And Jackie Green, our old buddy Jackie
Green. That rascal Jackie Green.
From who we did a bunch of shows with Phil Lesh, with Jackie and other stuff, you know. And then, as if that ain't enough, we got Jack and Yorma, Hot Tuna.
Tuna.
Yay.
Close out the night with
and
those guys.
And our local, Brian Mitchell, Cindy Cashdollar.
And Jimmy Weeder.
Jimmy Weeder.
Is there going to be any jamming? Any people... sitting in
there's
with
jam on the poster, Rick. There's a jar of jam on the poster.
July jam.
With the jam dripping down the side, baby. Yeah.
And remember, jelly doesn't shake like jam.
There you go.
Yeah, a little jam on everything. And so that's July 20th at Arrowwood Farms in Accord. And what's the best way to get tickets and info?
LarryandTeresa.com.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's where you'll find tour dates and information about All This Time and so much more. And how can folks stay in touch with you? Do you write on Facebook, any of you?
We read Facebook.
Okay.
What comes
in. And sometimes
in.
I
we
get in there
the
and
comments.
Answer some stuff.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's really grateful for anybody who takes a look there and writes a comment. We just appreciate it. Keeps us afloat, y'all.
Yeah.
So check them out on social media and visit WKZE.com. Pick up All This Time, the new album from Larry Campbell and Teresa Williams. And thank you. And I wish you nothing but great success and all the best in your relationships and beyond.
Rick, you're the best. Thanks so much for having us.
Thank you. It's the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. We got to hear from some sponsors, and then we'll get you back to some great musical diversity.